Welcome to Business Beat. I'm Ian Barrett.
And I'm Erin Hayes.
And this week we have a really great guest. Erin, could you introduce him?
Absolutely. This is Jimmy Calidropoulos. He is a real estate agent with RE/MAX.
And he is an amazing personality.
He is.
And he's quite a character. He's fun to talk to, and he's a Worcester native.
What was great about talking with him is that he mentioned, you know, this renaissance that Worcester is going through, and he's like, it's nothing new. Worcester has always been a great place to live. It's just that now other people are beginning to notice.
Yeah, other people with money and
yes.
phone numbers outside the 508 area code. He's saying he's getting a lot of numbers from Boston and outside, you know, the region, who also believe in Worcester now and are starting to invest.
Absolutely. And he goes on about, you know, the amazing architecture of Worcester and some of the things that are drawing those outside phone numbers in.
Well, I think what's drawing them in is it's a great investment.
Yes.
So without holding you up any longer, without any further ado, let's talk to Jimmy. Welcome to Business Beat 2.0, next generation.
2.5.
2.5, whatever. This is our third episode in Studio 50. David, could you please introduce yourself and tell the audience who you are?
I am David Ginsberg. I'm the general manager and program director for WICN Radio.
Erin, could you?
I am Erin Hayes, and I am the owner of Media Boss Television.
And our guest today?
Jimmy Calidropoulos, RE/MAX Advantage One.
And not too Greek?
Not too Greek, no.
Just the right amount of Greek.
Yeah, just the right amount.
Just the right amount.
It's maybe 1 out of 10 people say it right the first time.
Do you think that was an accident? I had to introduce yourself?
Smart guy.
And I'm Ian Barrett from Media Boss, and we are working with David to bring the new Business Beat to WICN in the beautiful WICN studios. Studio 50. Let's talk a little bit about this place to begin with. David, could you tell us a little bit about this room?
We can. So we're in the renovated Printers Building in Death and Worcester and Portland Street. The whole building has undergone a massive renovation from the top down, inside out. So this is our Studio 50. We do live band recordings, we do concerts, we do podcast recordings, we record TV shows in here. It is available for rent by the hour, by the event, if you want to use so. It's a phenomenal room for whatever you're going for. And as part of the radio station's fabric, as we continue to grow and evolve and meet the needs of Worcester as we move into, I can't believe, 2020, we're here to support our local arts and culture as much as we can and certainly our local businesses.
Right, and this is what the new evolution of the Business Beat show is. It's not only going to be on radio, but it's going to be on video, and it's a TV show, and it's audio, and it's a podcast. It's all these things at once, and that's kind of what we're here talking about, is the community and the importance of radio in the community. And you come to us through your relationship with David. He's a longtime Worcesterite.
Yes, he is.
And so are you. So let's talk a little bit about you and what you do.
So born and raised in Worcester. Worcester Public Schools, grammar school through high school, Worcester State College. I mean, it's all Worcester. So I started my business in 2005, believe it or not. I went to work for a small real estate agency in Tattnick Square, which is a section of Worcester that Dave and I live in. I was there for about 5 years, and then I moved on to RE/MAX, which is, you know, allows you to have your own business within a bigger franchise. And I've been selling commercial real estate and food and drink establishments ever since. And
so
that's kind of my thing.
When we talk about the revitalization of Worcester, you're the guy to talk to.
Yes, but it's when people say revitalization of Worcester, it's actually touchy for me, because if you ask me, even though I'm biased, Worcester has always been an amazing place to do business in, raise a family in, live in. I say it now to all the Boston guys that come in to buy real estate. I'm like, listen, you just uncovered a hidden gem. It's always been awesome. And now it's just, you know, with all of the rising prices in Boston and all those areas, everybody's moving this way.
Well, let's talk about you're talking about the Boston guys. Here's what's attractive. You're on the rail, number one.
Yep.
Number two, you've got a ton of medical.
Yeah.
Number three, you've got a ton of education. And number four, you've got property that needs love and can be
transformed,
whatever. And so now I'm seeing incubators, I'm seeing breweries. Yeah. We just, last week we had confection on the show. We're talking about ice cream and pies.
We just leased, and I can say this because it's a signed lease. So the first floor at 25 Union Street, which was formerly Maxwell Silverman's Tool Shed for 50 years.
Right. Local legendary restaurant.
Local legendary restaurant. If you're from Worcester, if you've lived in Worcester, you knew about this place. And we had a company out of Rhode Island called Free Play, and what they do is they have a bunch of arcade games from the 80s and 90s.
Oh, wow.
They appeal to a little bit of an older crowd, and I say older, that's my, you know, sweet spot. And they have a beautiful bar with lots of, I'm sure they'll be speaking with the local breweries, lots of beers, wines, and they realized that, you know, they've been in Providence doing business for all these years, that Worcester is just the place to be.
Right.
And, you know, they swoop in and they lease 7,500 square feet just like that.
Wow.
And you're talking about a $300,000-$400,000 investment to get this place up and running. Yeah. And, you know, they just want to be here. They know it's going to be a great move for their business.
Well, that's also innovation, too. I mean, we're obviously, we remember Jillian's and it's like, you know, pool tables
and beer. Right,
right, exactly. Pool tables and beer.
There weren't many other places to go. It was Jillian's and Boston Billiards.
Boston Billiards.
And they were across the street from each other.
And unless you had a fake ID, you couldn't get into either one of them. But they were both awesome places to be.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, there was a lot of friendships formed there and they served their purpose. And now we have, like, the next, you know, generation of people.
But that's innovation and also understanding your demographic. I mean, old school video games, old school pinball machines.
How can you go wrong?
Like, right? There's you've got a connoisseur there that's coming to a destination to enjoy your product. I think that you have to do more than just hang a placard out front and say beer or pasta or, or you know, art. You know,
that's actually my favorite part of my business is when I take a place that has been in business for years, like second location is the former Hotoy restaurant on Park Avenue. You know, if you see that place now, so they were in business for 45 years. It was like the oldest Chinese restaurant in central Massachusetts. The family that owned it had decided it was time to retire and move on to the next part of their life. And you had a young couple who owned Kenichi in Worcester, in Sake Bomb, two brothers and their wives that bought this building. Did a huge renovation. I mean, I can't even tell you. It's unbelievable. And they're going to reopen one of the oldest Chinese restaurants in central Massachusetts. And it's going to be a Chinese restaurant, and it's going to be fantastic. And, you know, it's really exciting to see that stuff get put together. So I love it.
The second act. That's really neat.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a second act because it, as far as you're concerned, that Worcester never left.
Exactly. Yeah. It didn't.
But there is a second act in the sense of Worcester, with its base as a manufacturing city, mill city, and all those buildings that, you know, I grew up in a family that owned, that had a warehouse on Water Street that's now just been sold and is going to be converted into lofts and retail on the ground floor.
Yep.
Talk about some of that a little bit, where those buildings get repurposed from what they were dormant and empty for a long time to now being multi-use facilities.
I have to tell you, the announcement of the Red Sox coming to Worcester, you know, you have, it's funny, you're always going to have, you know, people on both sides of the fence, but overall what it's done for that area, you know, you had Birch Street Bread Company, you had the barbecue, smokestack bar, you have other people that have ventured into that area and have spent money and really done a great job. But I think this baseball stadium has given them the push they needed to bring the rest of the city in to an area that was kind of, you know, it was a little bit slower to the party than the other areas of Worcester. Where now, you know, I just sold three different buildings on Milbury Street, which before the announcement of the stadium would have been lucky to fetch, you know, $200,000 or $300,000, are selling for $600,000 and $700,000. And these are people with very deep pockets and very real money that want to revitalize these buildings, whether it's storefronts, apartments, whatever it may be. And now you're going to have an area of the city where people didn't really go to before that's going to be, you know, full of people and life all the time.
Right.
And that's
right.
Wonderful.
We're going to take a little second out of this interview to talk about why local radio is so important and what makes a station like WICN so important to a place like Worcester. Radio is an oasis for a community. As we move forward in technology, as we move forward in our social media and our tablets and our phones, one of the oldest technologies that exists is actually radio. And it's something that your grandparents and great-grandparents listened to. It's what brought them together. And it's wonderful that in this day and age, this is still a tool that a community can use to stay connected. What's great about the programming here at this station is that they have the full gamut of music with the full gamut of topics with DJs from all over that bring real expertise to it. And they also reach out to the community and become part of the events that go on. In the case of Arts Worcester, they're directly involved with some of the events that are happening, and you'll see more involvement going forward. So you need to get involved with WICN, and you should tell WICN what you're interested in so they can promote you. That's what it's for. It's really rare to have a pulpit like this or a soapbox like this or a place to speak from, and that's what makes this station so wonderful. And it's something that as we go forward becomes more rare, and it needs to be treasured by this community. So the fact that we're here talking to business leaders, in this case Arts Worcester, about what they're doing and sharing this information with you, you can be doing this too. If you'd like to be on this program, please let us know. You can reach us here at WICN, and we'd love to have you and have you share your thoughts and share your inspiration for other people to become part of the Worcester community. And now back to our interview. We have a client that actually is based in Charlotte, and they put their ballpark right in the center of the city. And you can see it from their building. And it's like a gem right in the middle of it.
How cool is that?
And the thing is, it creates this flow. It's like a heart inside this. And it's actually one of the missing components that you had. The sports is important. You've had a concert venue for a long time.
For many years.
So people came into the Centrum to come see the big shows, but they came right in and
they
went right out.
I agree.
And the baseball field changes that. It also opens you up to not just minor league activity, but you've got your little league games and your World Series type games.
Worcester's a very big baseball city.
Right.
You have Jesse Brickett, you have Ted Williams, you have all these different little leagues around the city. I mean, Jesse Brickett Little League won the World Series in the United States of America, like nationally.
The Little League World Series, yeah.
What, 10 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a real baseball city. Right. And I think that, you know, you wrap that in with the Red Sox, and it's a winning formula for everybody.
Right, and I think when you talk about cities that have revitalized, we've experienced with watching Lowell change. I mean, back in the old days, I mean, it was just a concert venue, and then they put parking there, and then they added the baseball field where the spinners
play. It's
unbelievable
what's happening.
And then they added a river walk down there, and all of a sudden you went from a place that you would never go to.
To now it's like a happening place.
Right.
They have a fall folk festival that I visited last year, and I couldn't believe the amount of people. Yeah. And, you know, these are all things that can be happening here
And now you've got another venue that can do it. If Fenway is hosting, you know, Rolling Stone shows, and what do you think is going to happen down here?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It becomes about livability.
Correct.
It's not just a place to eat and sleep and raise your kids, and it's essentially a large bedroom community. It's about livability. I can go downtown. I can have a great meal. I can go to see theater. And it's all within a 15-minute drive of where I live.
Yeah. So I have a couple investment properties and a two-family that I just purchased back in December. Both my tenants, you know, were both from, one was from Malden, one was from the Boston area, you know, and moving to Worcester. And why? Because they saw this beautiful housing market where everything's being redone and brand new. And they're renting our apartments, which we're getting a premium for, but still had half the price of what it's costing them to live in Boston.
Right.
And they have the train, they have the Mass Pike, they have so many ways to get to where they need to be.
And now they've got the breweries, and now
they've
got the restaurants,
exactly.
And now we got the ballpark.
And I was just like, you know, shocked, and not for nothing, over the last 36 months, you know, every time my phone rings for the investments that we do, it's always a 617 number, a 781, it's, you know, 857. It's always out of town, which before, so the first half of, you know, the first 10 years that I was in business, it was all the same 10, 20 people.
Right.
That were recycling, that were, you know.
You have another thing going to your advantage in Worcester, which is the architecture.
Yes.
A lot of what was built here was built literally in the brick days.
Yeah.
And you
late
have a
1800s,
lot of,
early 1900s.
Right.
I don't know the names of all three, of all the Greek columns, but I will tell you.
Doric, Ionic, and Corinthian.
Thank you. But I will tell you, the other day I was sitting in my office, in my new office, and I'm looking out the building, out the window of Maxwell's on the fourth floor, and you know, you're seeing all the buildings downtown, and there's three buildings with three different columns right in front of me. I mean,
beautiful.
The architecture is beautiful. When you drive down Elm Street and you see those row of three deckers with the trees across the street from the park, it's like some of the most beautiful real things you can see.
Think about a couple of the big projects happening downtown. You know, we see it every day. You drive down Main Street and you see the constructions happening. The old courthouse is going to be converted into retail and apartment condos. Yeah. The old Worcester Auditorium, which is going to be a multi-use facility. And these are gorgeous buildings, you know, that at the time were, you know, top of the line in premium architecture and made out of stone. Talk a little bit about where you're seeing the preservation of those things to incorporate those characteristics into new development.
Well, I have to tell you, when they're remodeling these buildings, a lot of these people, the half of what drew them to the property was all the beautiful work that was done in the 1890s and the 1920, up to 1930. Then buildings started getting a little bit more, not that they lost their touch, but they weren't as
detailed. They changed
detailed.
The style.
They
right.
changed the style.
Yeah.
And they're very careful. And let me tell you, that increases the cost of getting the work done almost double. But the thing is, when you finish that product and then you're looking at it, right. as a tenant, you know, as our REMAX office, we're in this old brick exposed building with the nice post beams, you're looking at all of it and you're going, wow, what a space.
Right. It stands the test
it's
of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it isn't like,
it's
you
timeless.
Know, the prefab thing
exactly.
that happened. You guys
see
missed
what
that.
This building.
Yeah, look at this building.
Printer's building is.
He's done an amazing job. They spared no expense. I've been through this whole building And I'm always impressed every time I see a finished space. Yeah. I'm like, wow, this is gorgeous.
Right, look at this room. Yeah. Right? And then now this, and it has another
life. I want to work down here with you.
Sorry, there's no openings right now.
I mean, this is great.
The thing is, we talked about the Boston situation. Boston is pretty much Bostoned out. I mean, we've gone all the way up to Fan Pier, and we're going into the water now.
Yeah.
And if you look at the Innovation District, those are just old mill buildings, exposed brick. And when I see brick, I think high tech now. Yes. I see brick, I think really great apartment. I see loft. I say, people want the room. This is what people want.
You're right to think all of that. I mean, it's just gorgeous. It's, you can't beat it. When you sell commercial real estate, there's this tool out there that every commercial broker, or if you don't have it, I don't know how you do business without it. It's called CoStar. And that's a national company. They own Apartments.com. They own LoopNet. Mm-hmm. They're one of the biggest bus drivers of real estate in the United States of America. And they have thousands of researchers that work for them. So the whole reason I'm getting to how big this company is and what they do, they release articles to us every day as part of the membership of what's going on and what the trends are. And, for the first time in the decade that I've been a member, you see Worcester popping up in these articles. Wow. And I get this grin on my face at my desk because I'm like, this is so cool. Yeah. And right now, Worcester has one of the lowest vacancy rates in the country at 2.5%.
Wow.
That's a real number.
That's
amazing.
That
I didn't know that either until I read this article. And it's, you read that and you look at all the popular cities, and when they're talking about the popular cities to do business in and develop in and move to, Worcester's getting thrown into that mix.
Right. And you still have open spaces.
You still do have open spaces.
You touched on something a second ago I want to come back to because it's important in that, we grew up here, so there's a long sort of history and for better or for worse, of living here. That there's a real sense of Worcester pride now, where even a few years ago, it was like, I live in Worcester, but I don't really live there.
From Worcester. It used to drive me nuts because I don't know how it happened and I don't know why it happened, but I've loved where I've lived and where I've worked every single day from the beginning, from the beginning of time. Right. And I would have friends, the popular thing to do when we got out of high school was they all went to Boston. Yeah. And what's funny, 8 out of those 10 guys, they're all back here. And they're living here, and they're either married or they're opening a business. I have lots of friends who are entrepreneurs in the city. Mm-hmm. And, at the end of the day, Worcester's always been its own little economy, its own little world. It's the middle of the state. It's the heart of the Commonwealth. That's such a fitting saying for this awesome city.
So we're just going to take a moment to get into some of the detail about the studio that we're in, Studio 50 at WICN. This is what you can find for content on the website, so I'm just going to read this out to you and talk a little bit about why it's so important. Studio 50 is located at WICN Public Radio at 50 Portland Street in Worcester, in the heart of the artistically emerging Grid and Theater District, and is now open for business. Full digital recording studio with Avid C24 mixing board and Pro Tools, 24-hour access, acoustic grand piano, and state-of-the-art acoustically engineered live room that can be used for performance or recording. This exciting location resides inside WICN Public Radio, taking you from conception to broadcast possibilities. Producers, engineers, coaches are all on staff. Recording training is available. Take your next project to Studio 50 and be inspired. That's where we're at, and that's what's so great about this particular room. Everybody has a podcast. You can have a podcast, and you can come here, and you can get that in professionally, as opposed to going to one of the other studios where you pay for a fee, you record in a room, and they make you take it home and edit it. They'll actually come here and put an engineer in the room with you and help you get everything set up. So it makes it so much simpler and really retains the quality control that you want on a podcast. So if you're thinking about podcasting, and you're thinking about creating content, and you're thinking about recording music, give them a call here at WICN and let them know. All right, well, now back to our interview.
Well, I say this all the time, so I'm going to say it once for this show, because I haven't said it on this show before, because it's a new show. But it's called The City of Seven Hills, and there's another famous city that had seven hills, and that is Rome. And that is,
there you go.
And there's the mentality about this city from the
Worcester
very
Hills.
Beginning
yep.
that this was always its own independent,
always.
And we call it the heart of Massachusetts because it really is.
I mean, absolutely.
Working people here, putting down serious roots.
Sure.
Once again, big brick buildings, big mills. It's time for people to come back and enjoy these spaces again.
And what we're learning too, just from doing this radio show, is just the supportive community of business owners that are here. I mean,
it's huge.
Incredible, the support.
It's incredible. I work with a lot of businesses in Worcester, and the support that they give one another, the meetings they have, the things they do because they all realize, look, you know, you have to capitalize on things while, you know, while things are happening. Right. And we haven't seen a market correction in 10 years. Let's not forget 2008. Right, and, you know, that will absolutely be on its way. But Worcester has so many things going for it that I feel like it's almost, not that it's, you know, too big for that, but you're going to see that it's going to get through with much more ease than
well, your infrastructure has changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a much wider infrastructure. I remember when there wasn't a UMass out there.
Absolutely.
I remember that was a big field.
Yeah.
And
I
drive by there now and
listen,
like,
it's a great hospital. Yeah.
Yeah.
And look at them, you know, the Mass College of Pharmacy. Look at the money they've spent downtown.
Right.
They've redone every building that they've taken over, from the hotel to the other individually owned office spaces. And that has caused, that's that, you know, chain reaction where now businesses are flocking down there. And they're saying,
we see it where we live in Tannock Square, where there, you know, there was a sub shop. Now there's two new restaurants that just opened.
Yeah.
There's a yoga studio going in. All the way back and walk two blocks up, and there.
Sure.
You know,
when you're a neighborhood guy, you know, you have Tannock, you have Grafton Hill. I mean, you can break Worcester down.
Yeah.
You know, to the Webster Square.
Yeah, Vernon Hill.
Vernon Hill. Yeah. You know, it's. But the cool thing is about like Tannock Square, it always had, you know, it's Tannock Square Plaza. It always had restaurants. But now you have, like you said, that Mexican restaurant. That's unbelievable.
Right.
People are going to now, because you didn't travel to for Tannock Square. It was great for us who lived there.
Right.
But now you have people that are actually going.
It's
out
a destination.
Way.
Yeah.
You have Scruffy Murphy's, where those guys have been unbelievable on Shrewsbury Street.
Yeah.
They've opened in other towns as well. But Tannock Square, that remodel they did in there, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's a place that you want to go to and have a beer and have a burger and hang out and catch up with your buddies.
Is that the dealership? Is that
so? No, Tannock Square is Tannock Square Plaza has a Bank of America, CVS.
Okay.
In the former Friendly's, it had the Tannock Bar and Grill for the last 10 years. That's
something
kind
like
of been
that,
like
yeah. It didn't. It,
it,
did, it,
it
still
did
looked like
well,
a Friendly's basically.
Yeah. It looked like a Friendly's, and then these guys went in and they said, you know what, Tannock Square is a perfect spot. It's a sleeping giant because
right.
it's full of residents,
right?
You know, and they live there, they work there.
And
so
you have a huge influx of college kids every year with the Worcester
State,
right
State
there,
College that are just a walk away,
right.
Less than a half a mile.
Not even. Yeah.
So they went in, they completely redid the space, and they spared no expense. And you got to spend the money to make the money.
Right.
That's right.
And
it's also you're a mile from Worcester Airport, which has grown considerably since Massport took over Worcester
Since
Airport.
Since Massport and JetBlue came in.
JetBlue's right. there now. There's multiple flights a day finally, and there's private planes there. But if you're going to the airport because you have to take city streets to get to the airport, you can now, geez, I'm hungry. Let's stop. You can grab
Let's
a bite
stop
to
at
eat.
Tannock Square
yeah,
and grab
a bite to eat and go.
And then we'll shoot up the hill. And we're off on our way.
That's amazing.
Fun fact, we actually rented Worcester Airport
yes,
to do a video shoot one time.
No
for,
kidding.
For IBM. We rented the airport.
The whole airport.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So,
that's unbelievable.
So that's how busy it wasn't.
Correct.
No.
Listen. So, you know,
what was the Tom Cruise movie that they had just
filmed? They had filmed it up there.
Yeah.
And then they did the captain who had the boat hijacked. They shot a scene for that there, right?
Jesus, I know what you're talking
I'm
about.
Terrible.
I can't think of it.
This,
we're all bad.
Was that?
Captain Phillips.
That's right.
They shot there too. So, and now the it's back. But there, for a while, it was like, you know, we have this beautiful airport. Why are we not using it? JetBlue really
stepped up. And believe it or not, that shows you Worcester pride. JetBlue being here is 150% because of Worcester pride.
Right.
You had a group of guys. Bill Randall, I think, he's a local investor. He had the whole bring JetBlue. He was asking people to make little commercials so that he could send to them. That was like a group of four or five people that just wanted them here so bad.
Right.
They weren't going to stop until they came here.
That's amazing.
Along with local politics.
Sure.
You know,
and
local
also
politicians.
Installing a system that allowed planes to land in fog, which for a long time you couldn't. If the fog rolled in, they built an airport on a hill.
Exactly.
If the fog rolled in, they got diverted. Now the equipment's there. They can land a plane in the fog.
They
and
land
it made
the
it a
plane,
lot easier to build business
people,
there.
I have friends that work in New York.
Yeah.
They take the plane in and out of New York multiple times a week.
It's easy.
And
it's
half an hour.
Yeah.
You can park.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all these beautiful things that we miss when we go to Logan, you're like, oh, why am I doing this?
It's such a, you have to amp yourself up just to go, but it's
right.
so much easier.
You go in the, you know, the cloak of darkness, and you're in Florida, you're in Philly. I think they go to Philly, too,
Philly,
right?
New York, Detroit.
I mean, you know, so it's great, and I know it's going to continue that way.
So what should we be looking for next? I mean, obviously, there's the ball teams are here, are coming. We've got so much innovation got out. I do want to congratulate everybody on this because it's not just people coming and opening up businesses.
It's
people coming here and saying, I'm going to live here, the students, I'm going to live here all year round. It's about people saying, I want to get out of the rat race. I'm
Absolutely.
Moving out to Worcester. I'm taking my kids out there. I want a yard. You talked about before that triple deckers are your favorite kind of houses.
That's my favorite thing about Worcester.
Yeah.
Because it's not a Worcester thing, as this gentleman was saying back.
Paul is also from Worcester.
It's not a Worcester thing, but it is a Worcester thing.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's a cool, you know, they're beautiful to look at. If you're actually coming down Vernon Hill, heading towards Kelly Square, which people are like, is he really saying that's, you know, beautiful? Yeah. But, and you look at the skyline of multifamilies, yeah. it's almost majestic.
Well, each one is a story.
Each
one,
yes.
And that's the beauty of it. And high density population is what's a city needs to thrive. And when
100%.
People leave,
yep.
Then the city dies.
And the proper name is Three Deca.
Three Deca. Yeah, Three Deca. It is.
Thank you for correcting us.
I'm just trying to add a little spice here.
I think that if Worcester can capitalize on getting people to continue to open business here, it's time to start spending money on infrastructure. And when we say that, like, now that you're getting, because a lot of properties in Worcester are not on the tax base.
Right.
Worcester's not getting tax dollars for them. Churches, hospitals, some of the schools. I know they do some type of payment in lieu of taxes, but still, it's not enough.
Right.
So with all this new development between local and federal funding, state funding, we need to get some money. You need to continue to develop the schools.
Right.
A school system is like the number one reason why people look when they're looking. Right. They want to know about the schools. And I think that if Worcester, while they're surging to the top, if we can spend $110 million on a stadium to get the Red Sox here, we have to find a way to allocate money. And I guess, you know, everybody can sit here and tell them what they should be doing. It's
right.
not that easy. But I know that that's one thing. If you can continue to develop there and grow that and make it stronger, it's gonna really continue to help keep people moving into the city.
And that benefits everybody.
It does.
So how can people get in touch with you? Obviously, the people are going to want to know about the
sure.
market. They're going to reach out to you.
They can call me on my cell phone. It's always on. It's the bat line. 774-696-1810. But I'm easy to find.
How do we find you online?
JimmyKRE.com. That's my website. My office is on 25 Union Street in Worcester on the fourth floor. And I'm more than happy to answer any questions, comments, concerns about the real estate market in Worcester, Mass.
It's just been a pleasure
it's been
having
an absolute
you today.
Pleasure.
I'm so
Thank
psyched
Thank you
that
so
you
much.
Come
it was
here.
Really nice to meet
Please
you.
Meet you.
It was a pleasure
Thank
to
you.
Meet you. Dave, always a pleasure.
Don't
Thank you very much.
Chair,
Sorry. I always want to go in for the hug. He's a huggable guy. Most people wouldn't think that, but he's a really huggable guy. So... Thank you very much.
Well, it was our pleasure. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Wow, that was fun.
That was really fun. He was a great guy to talk to.
We should have him back on.
We definitely should. I would love to hear, you know, about some of the other developments happening and some of the deals that he's in right now and how they come to fruition.
When a building comes in, you get new ideas, you get new energy, you get new creativity. And I think that's what's exciting about what's going on here. I mean, a person like him is responsible for giving people that space to go do that. I want to say a quick thank you to David Ginsberg at WICN for being a co-host on this show and also helping put this on the air. This is what subscription radio sounds like. This is what happens when you pay money to hear what's going on in your town. So please support Business Beat and please support WICN. And please let us know if you like what we're doing, and you can reach us here at the station.
Absolutely, and we'd love to have you on, and we'd love to hear about your take on Worcester.
Exactly. I'm sure that there's a lot of really cool stories. I mean, so far we've discovered some really neat things that are going on, and we want to continue to do that. So if you've got a good story, please let us know, and we'll see you next week on
Business Beat.